Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Been a very fun morning.
Despite the way the light show that we got to see on our way in this
and
morning, D-Led's
right? He don't know what's going on. Yeah. He's up in D.C. D-Led, we had torrential rains come through the city at 55 miles per hour right when Sam and I were coming. So the first part of the show, we're just trying to get our bearings together. And then who shows up at 8 o'clock? Chris Draft. We kept him here for an hour. And the dude was like, he was doing a sermon. He's just preaching the whole time. We love having Chris come on here. Then we just had a guy up in D.C.
And Chick Hernandez on from WUSA there in D.C. He's been there for many years. And now, you know what I mean?
Hey. We had to worry about a HBCU fight between you and Eric because a Morehouse man talking to a Howard man. And yeah,
good
we
morning.
Weren't sure how that was going to go.
Good morning, Brother Ledbetter. How
morning,
you doing?
Good morning, sir.
All right. Good morning. Good morning, guys. Sounds like it's been a busy day thus far.
It really has. And Sam wanted me to ask you right off the rip, where do you go when you go back to D.C. being a Howard grad?
You know that chili joint? What's the name of the place?
Uncle Ben's Chili. Yeah, that's the spot. Got a couple spots up in Silver Springs. Uncle Ben's is big. Poet, the last Poets on 14th Street. That's another fine establishment. Yeah, that was a lot of go-tos up here in the district, especially around the university.
There we go. So right. He's back on his turf, man.
Okay.
He's back on his turf up there, but there for a special reason. And we appreciate you getting up early with us because usually you're getting ready for the game, but the game is tonight, D-Led. Thoughts about this team? And I saw you posted something. This is the first meaningful game in December the Falcons have had in quite some time.
Yeah, no doubt. Everything's been hey, if we win and three teams lose and, you know, and somebody jumps over a hoop here and there, they have a shot ever since the 2017 season. But some seasons where, you know, they're done by now. We're looking at the top 10 players in the draft, you know, and going to the tankathon.com site. But this year you can stay on the field and focus on the football and try to see if they can win their way into the playoffs. And it's up to them at this point. They win these last two games, they're in.
D. Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game. .com. Our last guest gave us a bit of a weather report that's going to be nasty up there tonight, rainy, windy. And I'm wondering, is this possibly a blessing in disguise for Michael Penix? Because, you know, a team got film on him from last week, but this is definitely a running back kind of game. And he won't be asked to do much. And maybe that's the way he should go going into this one.
Yeah, I've been watching the weather. They just said it's going to be heavy rain early and then but in the 60s, so it's not going to be the cold rain, but still, I don't have to play in it. But yeah, it's definitely a running game. But, you know, the big thing today or yesterday was that Jonathan Allen was activated off of injured reserve. And the people that follow the Commanders know that Jonathan Allen and Deron Payne, you know, they shut down the run together up front. So that's going to affect the game too. You're going to have to hit some passes in the rain, no question about it. They know they want to run. Their run defense is one of the worst in the league. And, you know, if you gash them, you should be able to hit them over the head with some passes too.
That's what we'll watch for in this game tonight. I talked with Chris and I talked about this, you know, figuring it may be a rainy night tonight. And you've got a quarterback who's just making his second start. How important or how big would it be for number 8 to show up tonight and really do some things to help the young quarterback out? To me, his presence in a positive way could really make a difference in this game.
Yeah, this is an all hands on deck type of deal. You know, you could wipe away the fact that he's only got one catch in six, one or few catches in six games this year, with the big showing with the you know, season on the line. So yeah, Kyle Pitts needs to step up. I'd like to see Matt Judon also step up and maybe get some pressure on the quarterback and control some of them RPO runs. You know, A.J. Terrell and Jesse Bates will have their hands full with Terry McLaurin. And then you got to put Justin Simmons on the tight end, Zach Ertz. So you got some favorable matchups. You just need to win them. And Kyle Pitts needs to win his. Matt Judon needs to win his. And somehow they got to get some, keep getting pressure on the quarterback.
D-Led, you know Dan Quinn as well as anybody, and when he's going up against a rookie quarterback, he's going to, well, at least from experience, these guys are going to pin their ears back and come at Michael Penix. Is that what we can expect for tonight's game?
Oh, yeah. He's going to come from the back. I mean, you know where he's coming from, too. He's coming from the left side because the guy's left-handed. He can't see. He's going to try to light up McGarry's side of the field with stunts and twists and linebackers, safeties and corners. So, you know, they, I'm sure the Falcons know that. And they, you know, going to get, try to get the blocking assignments down, make sure they're sliding to the right side, probably have the quarterback on the move on some rollouts. Yeah, you know, they know by now, everybody knows what the other team's going to try to do. It's about recognition and execution. And, you know, Falcons will be stressed every time that, you know, they get into those obvious passing situations.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline this morning. Glad he's got time to be with us. Always a treat. It's D. Orlando Ledbetter from AJC and AJC.com. And he is social. You can always find him at D. Orlando AJC, at D. Orlando AJC. Have not mentioned Bijan Robinson. We talked about the quarterback, but talk about the running game and the two-head monster that we have that works tonight and just how we're going to have to get a little bit more, seemingly, from them in this game. You talked about a formidable front that Washington has. You still got to find some way to establish the run, because the more you can do that, you keep their quarterback on the sideline.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Definitely want to crease the edges in the run game there. They know that, and the Giants even knew that, so they started jumping some of the runs, and, you know, Bijan had a few too many negative run plays, so you're going to have to come after that with a counter move to address the over-pursuit. Also look for Coach Zach Robinson to go back to his screen game here. You know, you could throw it out there quick, maybe get some blocks and bust Ray or Darnell Mooney up the field. You know, we used to see them do that with Julio a lot. He had one of his big ones out up here where, you know, Jake Matthews came out and blew up the poor little cornerback. And Julio took it on in. So the screen game will work, and that will get you away from them trying to stack up against the run, too. So it's not only the straight-ahead funk plays you got to come with. You got to be able to come with some counters and counter punches here to keep them off balance.
We'll be watching for those things. Talk about our quarterback and something off the field now. Our quarterback announced his engagement of all the other things he's got going on. Obviously, that's something I think that was probably in the works before he got the starting job. What a time to add those type things. But you know what? The maturity that he's shown us, I think he takes that in stride and is really not a deal for him. What do you think?
Yeah, good for him. I try not to follow their social media because I'm just worried about the football team and how they're going to play. But if he's happy at home, yeah, he's probably going to play pretty good, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I did see that the Penix family put out there that Michael and Olivia are now engaged, and you know, good for them. I you know, I don't really get into that part of the football, but if he's happy, that probably means he's gonna play pretty good for the football team.
Yeah, he don't care nothing about that entertainment tonight stuff.
That's what he hopes.
And TMZ stuff. He cares about. I want to know about the thoughts on. We've been talking about the offense. Been talking about the defense. But it's one of those games where special teams may come into play.
Yep.
And your thoughts on where the special teams are right now at this juncture,
especially
in the station.
Especially our kicking game.
Yep.
Yeah, state of flux. We saw the kid come in and miss one and make two last week. Riley Patterson, who played at Memphis, he's kicked. That was He's over 70 kicks in the NFL, so he's not a rookie or young guy. So his range isn't as deep as Kuhl's. His lung is 53. I think he was up on that last. I think he might have went to 55 last week. But, yeah, so you're okay on the kicking game. The coverage game's going to be big. And, hey, if you can make a play or two, Avery Williams, that'd be a good time for him to bust a return out. And you certainly can't have Ray Ray drop one like you did up in Minnesota. So just take care of the ball, and when the points are there to get, go get them.
Yeah, we got some time with you before we wrap things up with you. Greg and I both have been thinking about someone that was that we lost, someone that made an impression as far as sports casting and sports reporting, and Greg Gumbel. I had some encounters with him. I don't know if you had any at all, but just your thoughts about him, because with time of voice for the National Football League, historic play-by-play call of a Super Bowl game. Just thoughts about your memories of him and what do you think his legacy is?
Yeah, I think his legacy is his professionalism. He was always, nice and kind to the up-and-coming folks in the business. My dealings were with him during the NBA days, back in the Jordan days. I was doing the NBA. And, certainly he's been able to – he was always hired. He was never out of a job.
True,
you know,
true.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
And he did it at the highest of levels. He'll be remembered most for his NCAA tournament March Madness stuff, I do believe. But he had range. He had flexibility. He could do all – he could host, do play-by-play, could run the studio. He was one of the great – broadcasters of our time.
Yeah.
All right, man. Listen, we appreciate it. Travel safely. Have fun up there in D.C., and hopefully we'll be talking to you soon, D-Led.
Stay dry up there, bro.
Sure, no problem, Greg and Sam. Thanks for having me.
As always, D. Orlando Ledbetter up there in Washington.